Let's talk. Talk.
John Brown. The Reckoning. Generations of Abuse, A Murdered Mother, A Daughter Determined to Get Justice is a new book by Tara Prophet with Sunday Times best-selling author Anne Cusack. It is a harrowing but vital tale, and I'm pleased to say that to welcome author of The Reckoning onto the show, Tara Prophet. Tara, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks. Thanks for joining today. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what led up to you writing The Reckoning.
I'd like to call myself a survivor of many abuse, trauma, childhood abuse, sexual abuse, just everything that you could possibly go through that could kind of detrimentally affect you in your childhood, really. And I kind of statistically broke that. I'm just helping as many survivors as I can. Unfortunately, sexual abuse is kind of just brushed under the carpet. People don't want to speak about it due to fear, or, you know, just kind of, it's not the norm in everyday life. So I wanted to come forward and just help, you know, people out there. There's so many out there that are struggling.
Yeah.
So many people lost in that, you know, that unfamiliar place with mental health problems, drug addiction, alcohol problems. And I want to be that place now to say, you know what, enough is enough. It has happened. It's still going to happen. We need to speak about it. And there needs to be more spoken about it. There needs to be more done. And I just want to find that kind of place to be able to help as many people as I can, like myself. You know, too many are struggling. Too many.
I mean, you talk about people struggling. I mean, your situation itself, I mean, it just says in the book, you know, you grew up with, you know, everybody talks about their childhoods being, you know, normally safe spaces. You know, maybe I'm thinking about the 2.4 children, the whole situation. Unfortunately, Tara, you didn't have that in growing up. I mean, you had, if we were dealt cards with the greatest respect, you weren't dealt the best cards in the pack, to put it mildly.
No, but you know what? And people don't really understand when I say this, I would go through it again. Yeah, at the time it was tough, it was rough, and sometimes I didn't think I'd get through it. You know, I had to be the one, you know, I was the older one of all the siblings. There was 8 of us all together, and mum and dad had drug addictions. You know, I could see from a very young age that they were hurting, and some people would class them as bad parents, and you know what? They weren't. They were just lost. They were let down by so many services, and the generation went through. The sexual abuse started with my mum, possibly with her mum, and it just went through until they had me.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, you know what, enough is enough. I had to have a very strong head on my shoulders. And my mum and dad were very lost people, but they were good people. And yeah, I would choose them again. I wouldn't be the person I am today, you know?
Here's the thing, Tara, because people tend to, unfortunately, when we're dealing with people with addictions and you know, anything else that they've been through, people who don't understand, you know, normal people, if you like, normies, they think that people who have problems, be it addiction or abuse, have some sort of, it happens to other people, and it's we see them as two-dimensional people. So, you know, your parents have a drug problem, therefore they're druggies or they're junkies, and it doesn't automatically mean that they're sitting somewhere with a needle in their veins. They can love their children. But they just can't quote unquote get it. So it's very difficult to explain to somebody in the normal world what other people go through to get past those stereotypes.
Yeah. And that's what's helped me as well be the person that I am. I've got so much empathy. I don't see a person with a drug problem. I don't see an alcoholic. I see, you know, a struggling person. What have they gone through? What are they trying to numb out? Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, you know what, I'm going to do drugs, I'm going to do alcohol, I'm going to affect my children. They are hurting. They are broken, and they are hurting. And we need to get rid of this stigma with drugs and alcohol. We need to protect these people. There is not enough help out there for them. And I was begging with my mum and my dad, somebody help them. They're not bad people. You know, they tried their best. I've got resilience because of them. I got compassion. I got empathy. I don't judge anyone. I love everyone I've got around me. I will walk to hell and back to help whoever I can. And I got that from my mother and my father. You know, I'm doing this interview now. And what I want people to get mostly from these interviews and from these books, I'm petrified, I'm shaking right now. But you know what? It's okay to be frightened. It's okay to be scared. I just want people to hear my voice. I want people to get strength from my book. I want them to say, you know what? This may not feel normal and it's not normal, but I'm okay and I'm going to get through this. I want strength from all of this. That's the one thing I want from this, strength. We can do this together. All of us victims come together, you know. I don't want this brushed under the carpet anymore.
Mm. I mean, the thing is, I mean, you talk about, you know, because of the situation you had with your parents, you have to sort of basically bring up the other seven of your siblings. That makes you stand on your own 2 feet and tough. And people go, oh, well done you. But people don't understand, again, because then if they're not from this world, that, you know, we too have to, you know, we get our quiet, we get our moments where we go, is it worth it? We have massive self-doubt, you know, and are we doing the right thing? And there's only a small sort of change, you know, glitch in the matrix, and before, you know, these patterns repeat. And, you know, it's bad enough having patterns repeat when it's addiction or what, something, but when it's abuse and you see, because you mentioned in the book, you can see the circle happening again, and it takes a hell of a person to put the brakes on that and go, right, I'm not having this. So how did that happen with you, Tara?
Just watching my mum and dad fight, you know, as much as they were addicts and they were hurting, they were lost, I just wanted to be the catalyst to kind of put a halt in all of this. Unfortunately, it did go through generations. And I'm a mother of two. I took on my little brother after my mum's murder. He had to go into care. My dad had drug addictions himself, which he later went on to drug overdose and die. But I wanted to show my two children and my little brother that it doesn't stop there. We can survive this. We're going to stop this chain. And when you have your children, you're going to say, my mum stopped this, my sister stopped this. And then it breaks then. It stops with me. And I want other people, again, to get strength from that. You don't need to continue that. We can stop it. I'm one of eight. Me, my little brother, and, you know, another one or two have kind of made it. The other ones, they're lost in the system. You know, the generation has gone on. The children of them have gone into care, drug addictions. You either follow or you learn from it and you get strength from it. And I've learned, I've got strength from it. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to show the world that you can break it. Mm. You can do it. There's always somebody out there worse off than you. There's always somebody, you know, better off than you. But just be grateful. You know, my mum's murder, everything I went through as a child, I don't waste days anymore. I'm so grateful. Every time I look at my son or my daughter, my little brother, I am grateful. I don't take anything for granted. I feel blessed. I honestly do. I feel blessed. I've got through it.
How difficult was it for you to write this book, or to write this book and come, you know, in you know, with Anne, who is obviously quite a well-known sort of respected journalist? I mean, again, you've got many of us would sort of like lock that box and walk away, but when you write this for a book, you got to unlock that box. You got to shake those demons up again, and, you know, and then try it. So that can be incredibly, incredibly traumatic for you as well, because some stuff comes out then. You know, it's like when you do this, you know, doing steps or whatever. It's you know, there's stuff in there that you've buried for a long time, and that can, you know, basically, Tara, terrify normal people.
Yeah. It was horrific. Again, being honest, when Anne came to me, amazing journalist, amazing author, she spoke to me about, she didn't rush me, you know, and the fear that I felt, I started to shake. Oh, no, I can't do this. The judgment, you know, we need to remember I've been judged right the way from the beginning as a child, the child of a druggie, not good enough, statistically, you know, broken. So when it came forward and I did accept the interviews I was doing, and then after the interviews, the nightmares, the shaking, I got diagnosed with CPTSD, I started disassociating. It was horrifying, horrifying, to the point when I thought, what have you done? But then I was like, right, I'm feeling this because I'm uncomfortable. I pushed all of this and I've tried to hide it due to guilt, you know, shame. And I said, I want to bring this forward for the other people that are feeling exactly what I'm feeling in that time. The guilt, the shame is not ours to carry. And doing the book was the biggest healing, the most intense and best therapy I've ever had in my life. I feel like a big, huge weight is lifted off my shoulders. The messages I get from people That's what keeps me going. So many people that have not even spoken about it yet, that trusted me, told me their own story and said, thank you, you know, for giving me that. That's what I'm doing it for. I've always been a very selfless person. I have always put other people before myself. It's the only thing that I know really how to do.
Yeah.
So as long as I'm helping people, I'll get through it. You know, this is what I'm here to do. I know my purpose. I know what I'm here to do. I'm very spiritual, not in kind of like a religious way, just the law of manifestation, karma, you know, what you give, you get, you know, what our brain is so powerful. If you wake up in the morning and say, I'm not going to have a good day today, you know, it's not going to be great. You're going to bring that. I wake up every single day and I say, I've got my son, I've got my daughter, and I've got a fight. And I'm going to fight for the people that need a voice. And that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's my purpose. And that is the biggest drug I can ever take. If my mum and dad could speak to me right now and speak to me about drugs, this is my drug, helping people. And this is my purpose.
Yeah. A wiser person than myself once said, it's practicing that attitude of gratitude, and that will get you through,
yes,
get through any day. What was it like when you saw the book, you know, and you actually held physically the book in your hands for the first time?
Oh, it was crazy. Like, again, I'm a very humble person. You have got those, you know, those thoughts in the back of your head, and you think, well, how could I have a book? I've come from, two drug addicts. This isn't mine. You have that kind of, you have that voice in your head. You're not enough. You can't do this. And I thought that. So I said, you know what? I have done it and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm just Tara Prophet from a council estate. I didn't have nothing as a child, but you know what? I'm living high because I'm helping other people. Money don't matter to me. Friends and, you know, anything else, the materialistic things of the world don't matter to me. Me helping people, there is thousands, if not millions of people out there listening that are going to get, I'm hoping, some closure, some, you know, some kind of, some warmth from this and say, I can do it. And that's my fight. That's what this reckoning is about, my fight to help others.
If there's somebody,
and I hope that they can hear, you know, the passion in my voice, and this is what I'm here to
passion
do.
Passion in your voice, Tara. You've actually just blown the tiles off the back of the building here with that voice. If there's somebody sitting there going, I can't do this, I can't say, you know, I've had a life which has been shit, right? And but it's always going to be the same, because people like me don't. I mean, I hate it when people say, "Oh, well, a leper can't change its spot." Yes, they can. Yeah, it just takes, it takes something from inside and support and the whole thing. And anybody, you know, we are blessed because we can change lives, right? If somebody's sitting there going, I can't do this, my life is rubbish, my parents didn't love me, you know, my kids or whatever, I'm divorced. Well, I mean, they've nothing like yours, Tara, with the greatest of respect, my darling. But what would you say to somebody who's saying, I can't do this anymore, I don't want to do this anymore, you know, I'm broken, I can't see anything apart from the next fix, the next drink, the next whatever you're doing to yourself or somebody else? What would you say to them, Tara?
I'd just say straight away that you can. With, again, so much compassion and so much love for them. I understand their fight and I understand that it's not easy, but you fighting that and you getting up and you facing that every day is going to make you stronger and stronger, and you're going to get power from this. How are we going to recognize, you know, the good days if we've not gone through the bad? I've gone right to the end of the worst days, and it makes you so grateful for, you know, the good days. But we need to be focusing more on these good days. You can do it. You will do it. Change your mindset. You can, and we will. We are doing it. You even waking up in the morning shows your strength, and I commend you all for that. Everybody's struggling. You know, you see people in suits, you see them going to work, they struggle. There's no, you know, group for depression. There's no group for, you know, mental health. We all struggle, but it's all about us coming together and recognising what we've gone through, how we can help one another, and to push through. It's literally just pushing through. And that feeling and that, you know, the pain that you're feeling, just offload it. Be kind to yourself. Let it out. Let yourself heal and be kind to yourself. And that's one thing I've learned. You know, the best thing I've learned is actually be kind to me. I didn't even know how to love myself before. I didn't know how to be there for myself. But you know what? When I'm waking up from night terrors, not been able to sleep for 3-4 days because of that book, I had to learn to love myself. And that book is not only helping other people, it's healed my soul. And I have literally been given, I'm trying not to cry.
It's all right, it's okay.
I'd rather be a brawl. It broken me, but it's made me at the same time. It's made me, and I want to show that passion that I've got for other people. And the door is open for me now to help other victims and other survivors of abuse. And that door is open for me. And I'm crying because I feel lucky. I feel blessed to go through what I've gone through because I'm able to help other people.
Yeah.
You know, it's my biggest achievement. Other than my children, it's to help other people. You know, again, I'll say it again, it's what I'm here for. And I feel it in my soul.
And when you get up in the morning with a clear head, you know, and the listeners can't see this, but that's a rather lovely mirror you have behind you and a rather lovely setup I can see in that. I mean, 20 years ago, you could never have happened that, you know, kids, you know, being on the radio, having a lovely place. I mean, that again, they always say, you know, a life beyond your wildest dreams. However, you know, this is Tara. This is, and you know, like I said, if your book can help just one person, job done. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I want to help as many people as I can. I've got a few other things set up in the pipeline. I want to help the people that's gone through homicide as well, like myself. Right. I work counselling other people that have gone through homicide and murder.
Yeah.
So, you know, that comes hand in hand with drug addiction and alcoholism and same with sexual abuse. It's just a cycle. And we need to bring up now this broken cycle, and it needs to be healed. And there needs to be more done. There really does.
The book is called The Reckoning. It's by Tara Prophet in collaboration with Anne Cusack. Tara, if people want to find out more about your story, listeners, you can order it via our own virtual bookstore, by the way. Just click on the front cover and it'll be bringing its way to you. Where can people find you, Tara? On the social medias, on a website? Do you have? You must have a website for this sort of thing. Tell me you do, Tara.
I haven't set up a website yet. That's in the pipeline.
Instagram?
The book is with Amazon, other bookstores.
Right.
Tara Prophet on Facebook. Uh-huh. I'm on Instagram.
Right.
TikTok. My son is familiarizing me with all of that. I'm not great at technology, but I'm getting there, right? I'm getting there. But I want to push as well more kind of help for victims on sexual abuse. I mean, when I was abused and it went through to the, you know, my other siblings, we only got 6 sessions. There needs to be more. We need more than 6 sessions. There needs to be more help on sexual abuse. And I want to push for that. And that's my next goal.
Well, listen, if you're anything like as passionate about that one, then everybody, ladies and gentlemen, hang on to your hats because it's going to be a very interesting ride indeed. The book is called The Reckoning. It's by Tara Prophet. It's been today. Tara, it's been an absolute honour to speak to you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.